Right, we're learning Simon Shin Samaches tonight. And we'll be learning something which is very relevant, which is, why is it that we have matzahs on, from Erev Chatzeros we use matzahs, right? We've all seen in Edrei Hadas, in the cupboard over there, cupboard, shelf. Because don't go off, I'm not joking, that's it. Question is, why do we have matzahs? Why do we use matzahs? Two reasons for it, but primarily the reason is because it's something which doesn't go off. Now, if you were to take chalas or a nice kishmaka,
you'd have to replace it every week.
Exactly. So let's just get that clear. But no, it wouldn't be about if you know you're not going to eat it. Okay, very good. That's exactly what we're going to address tonight. So it doesn't matter if it goes off and if yes, why and how much. What if half is off, half is not off? And so we're going to be addressing this point of it going off. Is it a problem and to what extent when it comes to Erev Chatzeres? Shulchan Aruch, Sif Aleph. Eruv, if you made an Eruv, okay, we did make an Eruv. Havach kach, and after that, niskalkel Eruv, the Eruv went, he went bad. Yeah, niskalkel Eruv went bad. It's gone, it's not edible anymore. Uvo echon min ha'chotza, lachso v'lesakno, and now, somebody wants to fix this. Somebody wants to. So, in Bo Echot, somebody came. Mibnei Achotze, from the residents of this Chotze, lachzo belesakno, to fix the Eruv. Now, in Bo Leorev, Mimino Rishon, so he fixed it, because he can't use an Eruv which has gone off. In Bo Leorev, if he comes and makes an Eruv now, Mimino Rishon, from the former type, it was a regular Chala, and now he's using again a similar kind of chala. He's using the same kind of item. Hafilu kola, even if the form has gone completely off, you don't need to tell anyone about the swap that you made. So the question would have been, if you change it, how can that possibly be good eruv? Imagine you had over there you had a chala, and it's gone off. And now you changed it with a cucumber, or you change it with a, you name it, you change it with a box of cereals. And so now you could argue that might not work, because all the residents in the Chotzer who are relying on this Eruv, they may not know about it, they may not be okay with it, because it's a completely different item. So we're learning now that if it's the identical item, you can just swap and it's okay. And even if he uses something which is actually theirs, it's fine if they've paid for it. As long as it's the identical item, it's acceptable and it's fine. But if you're changing and you're swapping this Eruv with a completely different item, now the halacha is as follows. If the former Eruv has gone off completely, Tzorich loydia lohem, he must inform them, he me'orev mishalohem, if he is using an eruv which belongs to others. Ve'im mishaloy, however, if it is his own item, such as, towards a chala, and it's gone off, and now he's using a box of cereal instead. He's using something else, but it's his own. He's taking from his own cupboard, from his shelves. It's his own. Eino tzorich loydia, clearly doesn't have to tell them. Why? Why does he not need to tell them? Because ultimately he's using his own, and he's mezakeh others with it. Others are benefiting from it, so it's okay. But if you would use somebody else's, you'd have to tell them. Ve'im loy kol harishon elonismait. What happened if the chala didn't go off completely? The chala was initially designated for being an Erev Chatzeres. It didn't go off completely, but half of it got spoiled. Do you know what? A bottle of water fell on half of it. Something got half it is became not edible. So the halacha is half of mishmar shalem and zoch ladiam. You don't have to tell them about it. It's still acceptable. Okay. Now the question is, when are we talking about? This is really, really a question that we need to ask. What point are we talking about? What happens when are we? What happens if the Eruv goes off on Shabbos? Is that a problem as well or not? You've got this challah. We've got this box of matzahs. Or you've got whatever it is, and something happened on Shabbos. You know what? The box of matzahs in the Adas, there was a leak. The air conditioning unit, it started dripping on this on this, and it's gone off. It's gone like completely moldy. It's not, you know, matzah when they go wet from the, you know, imagine air conditioning unit. It goes. It's not edible now anymore. Does it matter if it happened on Shabbos? Yes or no? Are we saying okay? It's still okay. Or are we saying no? Now it's not edible anymore. We don't have this whole area. Doesn't have an Erev Chatzeres. It becomes also not to carry. What are we saying? It became not edible on. Once Shabbos came in, Erev becomes possible. It's okay. It remains okay for the rest of Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kodan Aleph, as Rabbi Kagan says, Zeh Meira b'Shabbos Rishon. This is only talking about the very first Shabbos. V'niskalkel koidim shenechnas Shabbos. The whole issue that we're addressing is if it became not edible before Shabbos comes in. V'ilu niskalkel ach shekvar nechnas Shabbos. But if it went not edible after Shabbos came in, ein tzorach shom tikkun l'Shabbosu, you need nothing for this Shabbos. I feel like we're called over Nebat Legamre, even if it's been completely ruined. Nevertheless, this Shabbos, you may carry on till Motzei Shabbos. V'le'inin Shabbos Shnei, what about the next subsequent Shabbos? Ta'av af im de kvar kolo legamre, tzorech la'aruv mechadosh, you will need a new Eruv. Yes.
What happens if one suddenly sees it's ruined on Shabbos, or one finds it's missing, and one sees it, and cat or a mouse
must be replaced.
If it one doesn't know whether it was.
Oh, a suffix. Good question. What if one does not know if it's been destroyed before Shabbos or after Shabbos? Good question. Oh, that's a really interesting question. On the one hand, I would say suffix de rabbanan lekula, but on the other hand, I would say there is no real chazak. Oh, that's a really fascinating question. Any thoughts on that? Any thoughts on Rabbi Feingold? You just came in time for an interesting shaila. What's the halacha if the Eruv was destroyed, but we do not know when it disappeared, but we do not know if it happened after Shabbos came in or before Shabbos came in? It's a really interesting question. I don't know the answer.
Probably in those days, were more wild rats. And
yeah, for sure.
That would go into the building.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to come on to it can even be without animals. It could just be that on Shabbos morning we come and the air conditioning unit that leaked, and it's gone on the box of matzahs. We don't know if it got wet before Shabbos, and subsequently, Eruv is no good. Or perhaps it only went onto the Eruv, onto the matzahs, after Shabbos came in, and therefore, the rest of Shabbos we can still carry. So we're not sure when did it happen, before or after Shabbos. I'm not sure what the halacha is. It's a really interesting question. I don't know the answer. It's a good question. Okay. See, base. On here, somebody's got any thoughts on this? Any thoughts on that? Naftali, what do you say? For it's Mesopic. Sofek, Niskal Kalaeruv before Shabbos, Sofek, Niskal after Shabbos. It's a good question. I think it's an interesting question.
Does it have to be checked during the year?
Yeah.
How often?
Ooh, how often? Yeah, I think that if you want to rely on it, if you want to rely on Shabbos, you need to probably every Shabbos, yeah. You go after Chazokim, perhaps. Chazok that it was kosher last week. Yeah. You're saying that if it was...
3 weeks was okay.
So you would probably say that this Shabbos again it's kosher. Maybe. Perhaps. Nitoy Seif Beis. Nitoy Sfu Diyurim Bechotze. What happens if we had a block of flats? How many flats are in this block of flats? How many flats are there normally in a block of flats?
Six.
Okay, the sixth one was empty. They didn't find a tenant for the last half year. It's been empty. Now the sixth one, so they made an Eruv already like months ago. They made an Eruv, Chatzeres, in order to the five residents could carry in that block of flats. So this is a block of flats, six flats. One of them is empty, and all of them are Yidden, and they made an Eruv already a few months ago. Okay, that's fine. Now, and therefore they used the box of matzahs, and they were able to carry in the staircase. Now, I'd like to know what happens if now another, they found a tenant finally, and somebody moved into this sixth flat. Do they need to make a new Eruv, yes or no? Make a new Eruv, yes or no? He needs to join in. Save base. Nitois food yurim bechotza. If additional people joined the Eruv, the chotza, the court, the court, the chotza. Im habayis pasuach l'shtei chatzeirois. If this particular flat has got exit points, access points from two different chatzeirois. So no conventional flat, but a bungalow that has access from two different sides, say. Two different, can I be accessed to different camps? Tzorich lo yam, they must be told about this. Mipnei, because perhaps, perhaps they don't want to join the Eruv. Therefore, it needs to be formally addressed. And as you said, they need to be asked, and so does everybody else need to be asked, and need to make a new Eruv for those people who have joined. Okay, how big does the Eruv need to be? Abayi said, we'll get to a big chiddush over here. How big does the Eruv need to be? How much? 100 grams? A kilo? 2 kilo? How large? How much does the volume, the amount of an Eruv? Two boxes of matzahs! Oh, you're saying it must be at least, how much is a box of matzah? How much is a box of matzah? 500 grams. So you're saying that it probably, if there's two boxes of matzah, must be that it obviously must be about a kilo, approximately. Well, it can't be less than, if 500 grams would be enough, then probably one box would have done the trick. Has anybody done an Eruv? How much do you use? Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, how big does the Eruv need to be at the beginning, when you set the Eruv? How big does it need to be? If it's 18 people who are using this Eruv or less, it would be a Groygeres for everyone. A Groygeres for everyone. How much is a Groygeres? Very little. So this is if there's 18 residents, you do one Groygeres for each. We're talking about a grand total of, perhaps, yeah, but, what happens if you're more than 18 residents, such as Edra Eruv, perhaps, I know it's a shoot of a verse, but, if there's more than 18 people residing in this area, being part of this Eruv, if you've got more than 18, even if it's 1,000 residents or more, the requirement will be food sufficient for 2 meals. You've got to have the amount enough for 2 meals. Now, how much is 2 meals? That's very relative. How much is it? Shem shmoin also goigras, which is 18 goigras. Shem kishish or beitzim, which is the equivalent of 6 eggs. 6 eggs. 6 eggs. Some say, which is like 8 eggs. 8 eggs. 8 eggs. 8 eggs. How much is 8 eggs?
1 meal.
No, that's the Muslim state Saudis. You have the equivalent of 4 eggs in 1 meal. And so it's 8 eggs altogether. 8 kibbetzes. Well, remember how much a kibbetz is when you eat on the... How much the kibbetz we need matzahs on the... Right? So, the shayla is, how much is that in real terms? 8 eggs, 8 kibbetzim, how much in real terms? So, Rabbi Yisai, the news is, that if you make a cheshbon, we're talking about just over 500 grams. Just over 500 grams. That's the requirement, how much the Eruv needs to be, if it's more than 18 residents. So that's the reason why. What did we say that in the Adas they use? Two boxes of matzahs. Is that what you said? 2 boxes of matzahs? So the reason is because 500 grams is probably not enough. One box of matzahs, 500 grams is probably not enough. You need a bit more than that. And that's why you use 2 boxes of matzahs, because otherwise it might not be enough. 2 boxes of matzahs. If it's less than 18, then one box will certainly do. And finally, Sif Dalet, What happens if it's gone a bit smaller after Shabbos came in, a little bit is left, so there was sufficient, there was two boxes of matzahs, and perhaps mice came and ate it all up, or perhaps a very hungry gentleman came and he ate it all up. Besides a little bit, one little bit is left. Culture is left. If when Shabbos came in, the share was right, and it decreased after Shabbos came in, a little bit is left. Kosher. Hey, who is kosher? Half the Shabbos, even for future Shabboses. So we're learning that if the right share is present when Shabbos comes in, then it's okay for the, even if it deteriorates during Shabbos. You know what? Let me just see if if the eruv goes moldy and it's not really edible anymore, it's as if the whole thing has gone and disappeared. You need to make a new eruv. Says the Rama as follows: Lochei noagu, and therefore the custom is. Lasos ha'eruv, to make the eruv out of chalas matzah, which we call in good German, in good English, matzahs. Yeah, we make matzahs. We use matzahs. That is the minhag. You use matzahs. She'enu memaris lezapesh, because they don't go moldy. As we know, they don't go moldy, and at times, really lucky, they can even stay from one year to the next. Did you ever attempt to eat a box of matzah from last year? How did it taste?
Same.
Cardboard. Last year, cardboard. Was good? Cardboard, yeah. Cardboard. Was it a hand or machine? Hand or machine?
I've done both.
And, yeah, you really felt like that?
Cardboard both times.
Yeah. Okay, so I had a different experience. I had a different experience than you. You mamash can't tell the difference between this year and last year?
I think you can.
I'm talking about wrapped. I experienced machine matzahs wrapped up, say from year to year. Yeah. Did you ever try it? Okay. And it I think you can tell the difference. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think it was much. He wasn't. No, he was. What's that? Not as crunchy, and you could tell. You could tell it's not as fresh. So, but in line with Rabbi Yossel's experience, the Rama says that the reason why we use matzah is because it don't go moldy. And also another reason why we use matzah is the obvious reason that what? The yochel in meshambo b'mea Pesach, they are acceptable during Pesach, because if you don't use matzahs, then it's not kosher le Pesach, and then the eruv will be not valid during Pesach, Shabbos Chalamayit. And therefore we can use the eruv the whole year. Although the minhag is generally, when if people make an eruv, you normally renew it on Erev Pesach. And when you take kosher Pesach matzahs and you do it then, and that's the way it's normally done, and you use taka matzah. Question is, if you use hand matzah, machine matzahs, it doesn't make a bit of a difference, but the minhag is to use matzahs. But this is the better minhag than what you mentioned, to make an eruv every single Shabbos. There is people to do that. Some people make an eruv every single Friday. Because those people, they might end up forgetting once. If people want to make an eruv every single Friday, and they eat it up during Shabbos, they're allowed to do so. They're entitled to do so. So these are the two minogim. The former minog is to use matzahs and to do it once a year for two reasons. One reason is because they don't go off. The other reason is because you can use them on Pesach. And the second meaning is to make an eruv every single Friday, and that's fine as well. And you eat it up every Shabbos, you eat it up, and that's acceptable as well. The early halachas that we learned tonight is that if it goes small, then it's a problem. And we learned also about the shear, that if it's 18 residents or less, you use a kogeres. If it's 18 residents, or if it's more than 18, you're going to have a mosn shtei seudas, which equals 6 or 8 beitzim. And we learned that if you have got the right chair when Shabbos comes in and it goes down during Shabbos, that's fine and that doesn't puzzle the Eruv. Right, okay. By the way, one more point, which is interesting as well. The Mishneh Berurah tells us, why do those people who have the minig to make an Eruv every Shabbos, why did they do that? Mishneh Berurah explains, if cotton chobeis, because mishum dehoil v'isabit bo mitzvah chada, or yisabit bo mitzvah chida. Since you made one mitzvah with this item, you might as well do another mitzvah with this. You do one mitzvah concept which you find right across Shulchan Aruch. If you use it already for an Eruv, you might as well use it for another mitzvah, which is eating it on Shabbos. You combine one mitzvah with the next, which is the concept which we're very familiar elsewhere. Where else do we find this? Mitzvah in real terms, where else do we do that? Next week, some of us, pardon? We put the lulav in when we burn the chametz. We take the Hoshanas and we burn him chametz, which are all similar minogim. That hoil we sabit bo mitzvah, since you used it for one mitzvah, sabit bo mitzvah chita, do another mitzvah with it as well. And this is why those yidden who make an eruv every single Friday, they eat it on Shabbos, is because you used it for one mitzvah, might as well use it for another mitzvah, they eat it on Shabbos. Our minik that we use it for the whole year is not fulfilled, doesn't fulfill that, because we just do one mitzvah with it, which lasts the whole year. Good evening and good Shabbos HaGadol, Rabbi Yisai, good Shabbos HaGadol.